The College Experience Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag with the promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome. Welcome to the College Experience Metro Athletic American Conference preview. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dant, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking Maction. Yes, the MAAC. MAAC Conference. Sounds like an insurance company. But look, you gotta love this conference mainly. Well, I mean, they've had success in the tournament. Maybe not every year, but you might recall Iona. I remember Iona pulling off a big upset. I remember, who else? I think Siena a while ago. And, some of these squads getting in there, fighting the good fight for college basketball. And this year should be a fun year in the MAC because they got a guy in there and his name is Rick Pitino at Iona. Yes, the Gales welcoming in Rick Pitino coming in from Greece. But previously, I think everyone might know him from, well, Providence, the New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, Kentucky, and Louisville. And then Greece. But obviously I think it's good for college basketball. I really do. I understand it's got a lot of scandal around him in years past, but it's good to have characters and personalities. It's like Bobby Petrino in football. You know what I mean? Kind of amazing that Bobby Petrino and Rick Pitino were at Louisville at the same time. Just shows how much they gave a fuck. But no, I think it's good for college basketball. And I think he's going to have an immediate impact with the Gales, which is why we're previewing all the college basketball conferences. So if you're just tuning into this one, every other conference is covered on the College Experience. If you're a first time listener, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for 3.5 years, release a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com with all of our picks. We also tweet that spreadsheet out on our Twitter. So make sure you follow that thing. But yeah, we've been handicapping for 3.5 years, been over 500 every single season of college basketball and college football. And also our locks are included in that, way over 500 on those. And we do not sell our picks. So reason for you to subscribe, tell a friend, but check out those other college basketball podcasts we have. We're covering everyone. And the way we do it is really, some episodes I'm joined by NC Nick or Patty C, but this one is a solo one. So it's just my stupid voice you're going to be hearing for a while here, but, at the top spot in the Maction. Yeah, I guess I can't say Maction for this one because the real Mac has that. But I'm gonna go with Pitino instantly. Come on, I think he's gonna make an impact. He's got transfers coming in, so I go team by team, breaking down my predicted order, and I'm gonna start off by saying that I think Iona is gonna do it in year one. I'm gonna call it right now. I know they're battling some COVID right now. But if they can battle through this COVID and not get hit too bad, I'm going to take Iona to win this thing. Mainly, look, they're bringing back Asante Gist from a season ago, 10.1 points per game at the point spot. And also Isaiah Ross back, both redshirt seniors, fifth year seniors, 11 points per game at the other guard spot. That's all I need to know. I understand everyone else. Okay. You look and you're like, okay, Dylan Vanek, he's back. But besides that, Colton Cashaw, and that's everyone that's ever played for Iona. But don't look past Rick Pitino and his JUCO transfer route. He's bringing in big time JUCO transfers. He's bringing in New Mexico State transfers, Robert Brown. And the JUCO transfer, Barrick Jean-Louis. Keep an eye out of him. Also the 7-1 big man, Osborne Shema. That's another thing, is this team's got height. That's going to matter in a conference like this. All right. This isn't the NBA where small ball works. College basketball still has strategy, still has, you know, offensive sets. But no, I'm going to take Iona. I really think, you know, I might start off the season rough, but by the time we really get into the thick of January, I expect them to be winning this conference. I know I read publications saying it's going to take them a year or two. Not buying it. Give me the Gales to get it done in year one with Pitino. He won a championship in Greece. Come on. What's harder, to win the MAC, MAAC, or to win a championship in Greece? Actually, it's probably harder to win the MAC. At number two, I will take you to Siena. A lot of people's picks to and Carmen Masariello as the head coach. I can't even fucking pronounce shit. But the Saints, the Siena Saints, used to be Paul Hewitt school. I remember, man, Siena used to be a tough out. Late 90s, or beat Georgia Tech, I think, in the tournament. They've been a tough out for a little bit there, but they you look at that team and there's plenty of room for optimism, because, and I see why they're ranked number one in a lot of publications, because you got Jalen Pickett, 15 points a game, 4 boards, 6 assists, 1 steal, one block a game. He's a complete stud. You got Manny Camper back, 13.7 points per game, 10 boards. I get it. He's an animal. But then, and you're bringing back Gary Harris. This is an experienced team. Jordan King is back on the bench, but then you got Kyle Young at the center spot. He's going to need to step it up, but you got a Rhode Island transfer and Dana Tate coming in. He averaged 4 at Rhode Island, which that will clearly go up in this conference. You got a Belmont transfer and Nick Hopkins, 5.6 points per game. That's going to go up. Belmont has a good program. You got a Detroit transfer, a guy averaged 8. That'll probably stay similar to that. You got a Pepperdine transfer, Western. You got a lot of transfers coming in here. So, perhaps, Siena could be the team to go to the NCAA tournament, but I think I'm going to trust Rick Pitino's pedigree. I do think Rick Pitino, people could say all the things you want about him being a scumbag, but I think he's a good basketball coach at the end of the day. So I do like the Siena team. I think they're going to give Iona a fight. Wouldn't be surprised if they split, but I think down the stretch, Iona, I'm going with the fucking commodity here, the legend in a way. At the number three spot, what do I got? Who do I got at number three? I'm going to take you to King Rice's squad. Remember King Rice? Have you been following college basketball long enough to remember King Rice? He was at North Carolina back in the, man, I guess late or early 90s, almost late 80s, early 90s, when I first started getting into college basketball. King Rice was the point guard for North Carolina. I think they had, who was on that squad? Rick Fox, maybe? I don't know. But King Rice, legendary guy here. I love seeing the names of the old college basketball players. He's at Monmouth. He's been there for 9 years. This is year 10. That's, and hey, to have them at the front of the conference doing some things, man. Monmouth, and there's plenty of reason to be, if you're a Monmouth fan, I think there's room for you here. Wouldn't be surprised if you won this thing. I don't think you're going to, but would not be surprised at all. I look and I see, okay, you're bringing back Deion Hammond, one of the best players in the whole conference, 16 points a game. But you're bringing in a Chattanooga transfer in Donovan Totley, who averaged 11 some at Chattanooga. That will transition well here, because that, you know, Chattanooga, yeah, they might not have been very good the year he was there, but that conference can play. George Pappas is back at the two guard spot, 5.8 points a game. Marcus McCleary back at they start four guards. That's what I mean though. With Iona is tall. This team is incredibly short. So I think a team like Iona could really just dominate the boards. And then the big man, Nikai Ruddy. They're gonna need him to step it up a little bit. But on the bench, look, I mean, they start four of five upperclassmen. Got to be impressed with that. And then the fifth guy is the Chattanooga transfer Totley. But on the bench, they got four guys with experience, mainly Samuel Chaput and Malik Martin. Those guys are key contributors to this team. And that's, I think, a reason why they could really be a good team this year. So I got Monmouth at number three. All right, I want to tell you guys that the college experience Metro Athletic American Conference preview is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day free play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day free play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving Day game between the Texans and the Lions. The Turkey Day free play is no risk, all gravy wager on the full game spread. So pick the right team and you win. If your team is upset and you lose, don't worry. Your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next afternoon game. So not even the next day, not 24 hours. I'm talking about before the next game hits. Boom, it's refunded. New players will get their first deposit match halfway up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year and basketball. Or I guess that's maybe not the best basketball weekend of the year, but it's just a great weekend for sports. But that's right. Make your first deposit and get extra cash you can use on your parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. Use the promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning. Seriously. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend long. Turkey Day free play is Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds and finishes the holiday weekend strong with the buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at MyBookie they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies only at MyBookie.ag. Talking Metro Athletic American Conference basketball. What a good time of year. Basketball tipping off this Wednesday. You got 93 games. Well, I think it's probably down to 91. I saw some games canceled, and then that translates into from there. It's hopping over. You got NFL and college football on Thursday. You got Gonzaga and Kansas, I think, Thursday. Man, it's a great time. Please, COVID, don't cancel too many of these fucking things. At my number four spot, I'm going to take it to Canisius. Yes, Canisius. Who was that big man back in the day that went to Canisius that played on the Warriors? I'm drawing a blank. But Canisius, the Golden Griffins, what a name. Coached by Reggie Witherspoon, entering year five. Can he get Canisius off the schneid and get him into the top of the mix in the MAAC? Who knows? But I like them to be better than projected. I know, like I said, I read like three or four publications, and I think I got a beat here. Main reason why, I like their backcourt. And one of the best things, especially in this conference, I enjoy is a good backcourt. Majesty Brandon, senior point guard, 14 points a game, 4 rebounds, 1.4 assists, 1.2 steals. Him and Jordan Henderson are a nice backcourt. Henderson averages just 9.3 points a game. But when you combine the two, it's a good 20. And I think that will go up this year. I think it's going to be a good 25 points a game between the two in the backcourt, and a good two steals. So I like the defense there at the three guard spot. Armin Harried, 6.6 points a game, 1.1 steals though. Good defensively. They're bringing in a Morehead State transfer that's projected to start in Malik Green. We'll see how that pans out. I think that's one that needs a step up, needs to play big. Also, Jocko Fritz, the big man, 6'10", 7 points a game. I like the starting five. I even think Jelani White on the bench, senior, Scott Hitchkin on the bench, 8.2 points per game. I would not be surprised if Canisius was a tough out for the other schools, man. The ones that I mentioned at the top tier, watch it when you play Canisius. I think they could give you a game. At my number five spot, I am going to take you to the Peacocks. What a great name. I'm talking about St. Peter's and Shaheen Holloway. Remember some, I remember some Shaheen Holloway. What's it called? He was with the coach of the year, I think, last year. Shaheen Holloway, former Seton Hall assistant. Holloway doing a solid job. Year one to win coach of the year. I'm seriously impressed. But when you look at this team, you see what I'm looking at. How many players here on this thing? Well, hold on. Let me count. Do some math here. Well, I would say what, six? Six? He's breaking in six. No, well, damn, this team is young too. But so what? Six, seven sophomores. How the fuck is that even possible? So he just recruited. I don't even know how that's possible. But this team's incredibly young, doing a great job though. But what? He's led by. See, that's the thing. They don't have one star on this team coming back. But I'd say KC Nadefo, the big man, 8.5 points per game, 5.3 boards, 1.1 assists, 1.4 steals for your big man. That's impressive when you see a big man getting after it like that. But yeah, I mean, you look at this team, they're very young, but they're deep. I mean, when you have this many players that have played last year, I almost thought it was a typo for a second. I was like, did I really type in this many sophomores? But no. They're look at the starting lineup. Matthew Lee, point, sophomore, 5.7 points per game. The penciled in two, Doug Eddard, sophomore, 7.8 points per game. Daryl Banks, the third, sophomore, 7.6 points a game. Drame at the power forward spot, sophomore, 5.5 points a game. Now, KC Ndifo is the only guy who's a junior. The rest, it's like their whole fucking roster's sophomores, including the Murray State transfer, hopefully he pans out, Noah Kamba. Murray State, we know, has had a decent program. Hassan Drame, key bench player. They're young, but this team could be, and they're small. They're incredibly short. They're an incredibly short roster, so I do think that will be their knock. When they lose, they'll probably get killed on the glass. So, yes, I do have St. Peter's at the five spot. At the six spot, I have Manhattan, the Jaspers. Steve Messiello, year fucking 10, getting it done. Man, when it comes to Manhattan, they were a team that actually, I think, made the tournament that were a lot better than what, maybe 5 years ago they made the tournament and they gave someone a scare, I feel like. But when you look at Manhattan, they got, I mean, talk about a team that returns a ton. Problem is, are you any good? Samir Stewart at the point is the main, they also got some transfers coming in, but they're starting five upperclassmen. That's good. And their top bench player is a senior. So right there, that already speaks to me a little bit. Samir Stewart though, the point, 8.4 points a game, 1.1 steals, three assists. He's their anchor here. They're counting on a Seton Hall transfer and Anthony Nelson. He only averaged 2.7 at Seton Hall at the two guard spot. That's going to be a big transfer there. And then at the third guard there, Elijah Buchanan, 7.4 points per game. Sambo Diallo from UMass coming in. And I remember Diallo at UMass. And then Warren Williams, the big man, 8.3 points a game. That's projected starting five. I'm seeing they got a George Mason transfer and Jason Douglas Stanley coming in. Nehemiah Mack, though, is their key contributor on the bench. And hopefully they get Arkell Lamar from UMBC to come in. It gives them some depth. After that, it gets pretty thin. Perhaps Ethan Lasko would be another one of experience on that bench. They're more experienced than a lot of teams. I'll say that. The problem is they don't have the scoring of a lot of teams. So they don't have that one go-to guy to get you a bucket. So I got Manhattan coming in at the sixth spot. At the seventh spot, I'm going to go to Quinnipiac. Yeah. You heard me first here. Quinnipiac. Once again, kind of similar. They don't have that go-to scorer. I'd say right now it's going to be Tyrese Williams. And then Jacob Rigoni, Tyrese Williams coming off a year where he averaged 9.9 points per game, three boards, two assists. Jacob Ragone, 8.6 points a game at the forward spot. They do have a 7-1 center, though. Once again, a lot of these teams have been undersized so far. Winnipeg going to be able to play with the big boys. They're only about seven deep with experience, though. On the bench, Tyree Pickren, Savion Lewis, key players on that bench that are going to need to contribute big time for Quinnipiac. So I got them at the seventh spot. The Bobcats and Baker Dunleavy entering year four. Give it up for Quinnipiac at number seven. Number eight. I got who do I have on my sheet here? I got Ryder. Yes. They'll move your shit for you too. Actually, yeah, I do have eight. Ryder. Ryder is the Bronx. Kevin Baggett. Entering year nine. Ryder is led by, this is a team, once again, a lot of question marks here. You get this deep in these mid-majors. A lot of question marks here. They only return I'm counting four players that have ever scored in a Ryder uniform, led by their point guard Christian Ings, just shy of 5 points a game. This is concerning, but will the transfer route work out for them? They got six freshmen on the bench. This coach, though, he normally gets it going a little bit, but counting on Rodney Henderson Jr. from Cal State Northridge out here by me, and Dwight Murray from Incarnate Word, and also Malachi DeSouza from Albany. Can those guys come in and make an impact? They're still waiting on waivers, some of these guys. So don't know there. If anything, this team's got, like I said, six freshmen, two JUCO transfers, all over the place here is Ryder. But I know they're never truly awful in this conference, but or at least the past couple of years, I feel like. But then at number nine, give me Fairfield, the Stags, and Jay Young entering year two. I actually think when you look at Fairfield's roster, I think they're better than Ryder. Their roster is right. Gun to my head. You sit there, you say, okay, this team brings back, Taj Benning at the two spot, just 9.8 points per game. He was there last year. And then Jesus Cruz, 11 points per game. He's back at the guard spot from last year. Then you add in a Holy Cross transfer in Caleb Green, who averaged 11 there. And then you bring in a St. Bonaventure transfer, and I can't pronounce this guy's name. Oh man, let me see. Shihifu Nagalakolandi. You bring him in. You're also waiting on a waiver for a Rice transfer and a Richmond transfer. But when you really think that front four right there, and then you add in the big man Chris Mido doesn't do a lot, but hopefully he can up it again this year, or up his stats from a season ago this year with more time. But the front four could be really, really good for Fairfield here. So still lacking some depth. They gotta hope this Rice and Richmond transfer really work out. But other than that, where am I at here? All right, we're getting down to it. Number 10. I really can't believe I'm excited to watch Greg Paulus. Greg Paulus, remember from Duke, the point guard, and he also played quarterback at Syracuse. Well, guess what? Greg Paulus is the head coach of the Niagara Purple Eagles. Yes, the Purple Eagles. What a name. And I'll be honest, I would argue that this roster might be better than Ryder's as well, but I just think Ryder's upside could be better. But you look at this, Marcus Hammond is back 14 points a game from a season ago. They're starting five upperclassmen after Hammond, Raheem Solomon and Justin Roberts are the anchors, all guards on this team. This is once again a pretty short team, so they might have some problems against a tall team. On the bench though, they got Greg Kua Kamensa. He's pretty solid on the bench, just shy of 9 points a game a season ago. And Nick McDonald, also counting on a Longwood transfer, and Jordan Cintron. Hopefully that could pan out here, because I would love to see Greg Paulus make some noise up in Niagara. That's just awesome. And I want to tell you guys that the College Experience is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's PGA, MLB, or esports, choose 5 out of the 10 available player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. So use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with the 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store, or Google Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. Don't forget that promo code SGP. I just did Niagara as the 10th team. There's only 11 teams in this thing, so I got to read one more ad read before I give you the 11th, and then we can get out of here. With that being said, the College Experience Metro Athletic American Conference preview is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Man, how can I do this? How can I just leave off Josh Dunn? He's in year three. I'm just going to do this to him. His Red Foxes, the Red Foxes of Marist. You know what I think of when I think of Marist? I think of the dunking Dutchman, Rick Smits. Yes, he's a Marist graduate. What school was it his son played for last year? Butler? I think it might've been Butler. Anyway, look, I think it's completely viable that Marist doesn't finish last. I think it gets really tight between like 6 and 11. I think it could all be like shuffled. Depends, man. I mean, why am I supposed to think this team's going to be horrible? I mean, they bring back they're starting what 4 upperclassmen out of 5. Their backcourt is pretty decent. And Michael Kubich, who averaged 9.3 points a game, 6.1 boards, 3.4 assists, 1.4 steals. Damn, all across the board. That's a complete basketball player right there. Also, Matthew Harasme, 9 points a game, 5 boards, 1.1 assists, 1.5 steals. That's a good backcourt. And when you mix that in with the rest, look. Tyler St. Fiercy gonna have a bigger year. I think he will. He was a freshman last year, sophomore season this year, 6.4 points per game. And then Braden Bell at the 4 and Jordan Jones at the 5. Both of those guys averaged 8 points a season ago. I will say this though, once again, the knock on some of these teams, small. Marist is kind of small when you're playing against some of these teams we've mentioned that have, I think Iona was one of them that I was talking about. You're going to need to step up in size. And even on the bench, I mean, the tallest guy on this roster is 6'8". You know what I mean? So they're going to have a tough time against some of these bigger schools here. Now they're counting on a Memphis transfer, Victor Eno. Hopefully he can come in and make an impact right away. Zion Tordoff also, and Henry McKinney, Raheem Sullivan, a JUCO transfer. Maybe he pans out. But really, it's the height that could really cost Marist. But they could be a tough out still. So yes, I got the Red Foxes. Shout out to comedian Red Fox. Rest in peace. I got them finishing dead last. All right, and that concludes the Metro Athletic American Conference preview, guys. We're a couple days away from college basketball. Check out the other episodes, man. Breaking down every conference there is, most of the times, well, some of them with just solo like me, but some of them with guests. So tune into those things. Excited for the season, just a few days away. Like I said, we're the College Experience. We handicap every single Division I college football, college basketball game. Subscribe, rate, review. We're available on all platforms you can listen to podcasts on. We don't sell our picks, and we won't sell our picks. All I'm counting on, hopefully, is your kindness. I mean, it it's COVID. You're stuck in a house, you're stuck in an apartment, you're on the internet, you know, you're probably fucking watching reruns of Night Court. You know what I mean? Get over there. Give us a 5-star review, please. If you can just do it, right? Counting on your kindness here. Cause look, this is the real deal. Giving you it authentic here. A lot of sponsors look at the comments. They want to see people engaged talking about the podcast. So oftentimes they check the comments. And in this case, they'd see, hey, if you left a 5-star review, hey, somebody likes these idiots. Let's give them money to talk about it. I swear that happens a lot. So please, if you can, give us a 5-star review and some nice words about us. I'd appreciate it. And if you do that, take a screenshot, tag me on Twitter at @TheColbyD of your review, and I will enter you in a raffle where you will win a College Experience t-shirt. This is a jaded game. This is an NBA. This is a David Stern lottery here. It's already rigged. You're going to get a t-shirt. Just might be a 2-week wait, might be a 3-week wait, but don't worry. I'm going to get you a t-shirt. So please, if you can, do that. At @TheColbyD, like I said, and my co-host is normally with me, Patty C, the former JMU Duke defensive back. He's on Twitter at @PattyC831, and then NC Nick, who's writing tons of great articles over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and also does that DFS podcast with me. Come play DraftKings college basketball with us too, guys. Come on, Iona fans. Let's do this. He's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. Give him a follow. And we are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them a follow. Check out all their great content, killing it with the NFL picks. So please do those things. And then, yeah, let's roll. This is the College Experience Metro Athletic American Conference Preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.